Right, so in this episode, I'm going to talk to you about stop caring, yeah, and the magic of it. Right, so get yourself tea or coffee. Picture this. I am on my lounge floor. My TV is just hanging on for dear life. I get on this chair because my TV cabinet or slash bookshelf, I'm currently painting it. So I've got all this sheet thing everywhere because last time I painted, I realized I turned into Jackson Pollock, so now everything is covered, and yeah, it really is boring watching paint dry. So I thought I'd do a little poddy for you. So, do you know, in my readings, the most common thing that always comes is the amount of stress when someone's talking about something they want, and then the amount of stress and frustration that comes from not having it and it's not come yet. When are they ringing? When are they texting? Why are they not come? Why has it not come? Where is it? And it's the amount of stress. Right, okay, here's an example. Well, I'm going to ask you a question. I don't know how you're going to get the answer to me, but anyway, just answer it in your head. I'll pick it up, I'm sure. So think of the kettle that you own. I want you to really think about the kettle that you own, the shape of it, the length of it, what it feels like when you click the little button. What it sounds like when you fill it up with water. Are you struggling with the idea of that? Or do you know exactly what the length of it is? Do you know exactly what the measurements are? Do you know exactly what it sounds like? Nah, don't think you do unless you're like a kettle expert. But I don't think you do. Now think about something that you want, you really want, and a person that you want, you really want them to text you. How much energy difference is there? When you already have something, you really let the energy go and the concentration and the mindfulness of it. I don't think that's the right word, but the focus just isn't there. Like you really don't care anymore, right? You've got a kettle, who gives a shit? But when you think about something you really want, you get really obsessed about it and you really want it. And it's like that energy, because you have so much energy around it, it actually pushes it away, not pulls it in. The energy that pulls it in is actually non-existence. The less energy you can have towards something or someone, the more you don't give a shit, the less you think about it, brings it in. Because if you think of energy as obstructive, so the more obsessed you are with something, the more obsession means you haven't got it. You're not obsessed about your kettle, are you? You're not obsessed about something you already have. You're always obsessed with something that you haven't got yet. That's a very strong signal you're sending out, babes. I have not got, you know? So what the universe does is go, oh, what? You haven't got it? Yeah, I know. We've just pushed it further out in the future. So you just got to not care. But the thing that really brings it in is desire, like love, desire, nice energy, appreciation, those kind of lighter energies, you know? And, like the last couple of days, here's an example, right? Last couple of days, normally I'm like on fire, working all the time, doing stuff. And I thought, you know what? I need to pump some more energy into my love life. I really do. I have a funny feeling I'm going to meet someone this year, or at least. Knowing me, I probably already met them, but it's like get involved with someone. I just know it. It's a subject that I constantly put off for my own reasons, but it's like I'm really scared of it. But anyway, so I thought today that I need to just put more energy into kind of like being free. So not putting more energy into that, just being more open, free, available, things like that, right? And then with my work, I thought, man, I need to just take my foot off the gas. I have had so many bookings in the last 2 days, and I've also had the flu. So I've been trying to paint and, you know, sleep, and that's about it. But it's like I've taken more energy off the work, and work has gone up. Yeah. So now I need to put that energy elsewhere. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to compartmentalize it. So there's not one thing that gets all my energy. I'll put a little bit of energy on there, a little bit of energy, like little sprinkles. Yeah. But then eventually I'll just stop caring and watch it come in. So you've got to stop caring, right? And I know so many people say that already. And I know it's really, really hard when you want something, you know, enough. And I know it's, it's an attachment thing. You got to energetically attach onto something to bring it forward. You are good enough, You are okay. You can just relax. So do me a favor and just either distribute the energy that you're using to worry about stuff everywhere else, or just let it all go. Let energy go through you. You don't have to harbor onto it. And you don't have to own it. Just be like, nah. If you can learn to relax, right, you'll watch a lot of things come in. Yeah. It's weird because I'm not very sociable at the moment. I'm in hermit mode. And yeah, people keep wanting to talk to me, and I'm just like, the irony. Like, what? Like a couple of years ago, I wasn't in, I was always out. And now, different story. Yeah. And it's now that I'm like getting the invites, and I'm like, that is so funny. It's because I don't care. Yeah. So think about something that's going on in your life. Maybe you're worried about your job, finances, relationship, and stop caring. The minute you stop caring, it solves itself because you've essentially handed it over, right? So the earth, the universe, spirit guides, whatever you want to call this thing, I don't care. You call it what you like. You do you, boo. Whatever you want to call it will sort it out for you if you're not working on it. Yeah. It's amazing what happens behind the scenes when you think nothing is happening. Yeah, it's weird. But, the world turns whether you like it or not. You could be asleep and then you wake up and an hour has passed, or knowing me, it's about 3 hours. But it's like the world turns. So energetically, things will constantly happen and manifest whether you're working on them or not. So just get into a really nice feeling space, feel good about yourself. And if you have a lot of anxiety and worry all the time, just learn to release it. I can always help you with that if you book me. I can't really do it on a podcast because it will depend on what you've got. So it'll be an independent thing, right? Case basis. So, just learn to be really lazy. The more you want, the less you need to do. The more you feel like you have to do this, and this, and this. If you just take your foot off the gas and let everything happen, it will happen. Effortless manifestation. Yeah. It's incredible. Isn't the world amazing? Like the energy in the world, it's just so cool. When you learn to work it and work it to your advantage, which is like, I don't need to do anything on this. Like the world will work itself out. And my problems will work at themselves if I just give them a bit of space. But also, it's like, think about someone who's been mean to you, right? I mean, the more you get involved and the more you bite back and the more you retaliate, the longer it goes on for. A game is only a game if two people are playing. So don't play. Just be like, nah. And then you watch the karma go and get them. Get out of the way, is what I'm saying. Get out of the way of your problems. Get out of the way when someone toxic comes along and tries to, I don't know, drag you into something you don't want to be dragged into. And just get out of the way. And then you may say, well, what do I do then? Nothing. Enjoy your life. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy the day. Relax. You don't need to be doing this, this, and this, and this, and this. And I know it's hard with work because, I mean, I've done corporate stuff, right? And I still do now and again. And I know it's hard because you get home and they're pinging your laptop and you think, hello, I've just finished. But I'm talking about worrying. I'm talking about lying in bed at night and you can't switch your brain off. I'm talking about you going, actually, I'm a bit of a work addict, or, I need to do this and this and this and this. Just let it go. Just get out of your way, So think about it. If it helps, write it all down. Write, I release the need, da 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 da, to blah 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 blah, and then keep going. And then just promise yourself, I promise myself that by the end of this thing that I'm writing, I ain't gonna give it a second thought. I trust that it's been sorted out. Bibbidi-bobbidi-boo. give that a go, because it really does help when you mentally and emotionally are in line with letting something go. Who cares? Chuck it in the fuck it bucket is what I say. All right. So just release, release, release. And then just sit back and wait for the answers to come. The answers will come. The direction will come. The guidance will come. It will all come. But you've just got to be quiet enough to be able to hear it, because the universe will not shout. It whispers. All right. I think I did a podcast called Listen to the Whispers, if that helps. Yeah. So anyway, look, short one today because I'm not going to blabble on about nothing. But I love you loads as always. And if you were drawn to this, because I know I have a lot, and you thought, oh, that one sounds interesting, there's a message in it for you, which is get out of your own way. You know, if you can get up in the morning and your sole purpose and your sole focus is on being happy rather than doing things, you will notice the doing things will sort themselves out. You'll be happy doing them because you'll feel guided to do them a different way, and you'll feel a hell of a lot more satisfied. So focus on, always focus on, I'm going to be happy today. I'm going to do things that make me happy. And if you don't know what makes you happy, then you better start experimenting, because that's all kids do. They just learn to play. That's what play is. They're learning to know, understand what they like and what they want to study at school and what they want to be when they're older. You know? So just do the same. Never come out of a state of play. Always play. All right? Love you loads. As always, I've got you. I've got you. Don't worry. If you ever need me, just let me know. All right? You can go to my website, katieq.com, and then you'll just see it all on there on these tabs. Yeah, go to town. Love you. Mm.